بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. The impact of societal influences upon Muslims today as they strive to become muttaqeen during Ramadan. Ramadan is a month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it possible for Muslims to reflect upon themselves as the sons of Adam by seeking forgiveness from their Lord and to become one of the muttaqeen. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَمَن تَابَ مِن بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
But whoever repents after his wrongdoing and reforms, indeed Allah will turn to him in forgiveness. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 39. Muslims are also aware of the advantages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated in achieving perfection in their worship during this holy month, found in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابَ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِّدَتْ الشَّيَاطِينَ When the month of Ramadan starts, the gates of heaven are opened, and the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained. Yet, the situation of Muslims seeking forgiveness from their Lord today, where Islam is absent from life, can be summarized by the words of Allah Almighty, who said,
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا
Allah wants to accept your repentance, but those who follow their passions want you to digress into a great deviation. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 27. This distance that Muslims consequently find themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their Islam during and after Ramadan is directly related to the non-Islamic realities of the societies they live in, which is characterized by following the desires of a man-made system and not the desires of our Creator and the systems of Islam. When studying any given society, it is correctly understood to not only be populated by a given number of individuals living in a specific location, but also in accordance with certain values and norms. These are reproduced and reinforced in everyday life by way of public opinion, media economy, culture, law, politics, and so on. Individuals exist within this milieu of social forces, which inevitably have a significant bearing on how they view the world and themselves, and consequently how they behave. The common system we see in Western society is the liberal secular system. From this system, individuals and societal institutions, governments, will shape both the common thoughts and emotions. These dominant thoughts and sentiments have a powerful effect on all individuals in society, such that usually the majority would eventually begin to hold these ideas as their own. The shortcomings in the Muslims' knowledge and practice of their deen are not by accident. Often, we find Muslims are reenacting the dominant patterns of behavior normalized and facilitated in society. Furthermore, when individualistic issues are pointed out repeatedly, it is almost like Muslims are expected to overcome these structural barriers between them and their Islam by merely an act of unfettered free choice. Therefore, they are merely highlighting flaws in individuals, as if these examples exist in a vacuum, without also having a critical discussion of their social context, is a superficial reading of the problem, and any solution based on it is inevitably going to be incomplete. Those who do say this have, in fact, adopted the capitalistic viewpoint of society, as they have viewed the society as being merely composed of a collective of individuals. Based on this, they adopt the view, reform the individual, and then the society will be reformed. The truth of the matter, however, is that the reformation of correction of the individual leads only to the reformation of individuals, whilst it has no relationship to the reformation of the society. This is because society is not only a collective of individuals, but rather it is individuals who have permanent relations that bind them together. As such, correcting the relationships is what leads to the correction of the society. These relationships are the collection of thoughts and sentiments, which are guarded and maintained by the system regime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.
Indeed, Allah does not change that which is in people until they change what is within themselves. Surah Al-Ra'd, Ayah 11. The meaning of this verse is not as some use it, that change will not occur in society or people until all the individuals change. Rather, it is that change will not occur until society changes what is in it, which includes the individuals, but also includes the common thoughts, common emotions, and the common system in society. That is why it is important for us who want to change society to define it correctly. Therefore, if the system was Islamic, guarding and safeguarding the Islamic thoughts and sentiments, it would represent a Muslim society. And even if the majority of its individuals were non-Muslims, if, however, the system was a system of kufr, disbelief, guarding non-Islamic sentiments and thoughts, then the society would be non-Islamic, and even if the majority of its individuals were Muslim. As such, the most important coloring that distinguishes society is the system. Recognizing, therefore, the significance that man-made systems have upon Muslims should inadvertently result in Muslims recognizing the need to not only struggle individually in gaining the pleasure of their Lord, this Ramadan, by studying the meaning of the ayat of the glorious Quran, reading about the life of the Prophet ﷺ and his companions radiallahu anhum, how they lived their lives, how they sacrificed life and limb to make the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supreme, but also reading about the rules of interaction in Islam, whether in trade, finance, agriculture, or others. Let us see what Islam says about the relationships between men and women, family and children. Islam is a complete way of life. And in this blessed month, let's make the sincere intention to cover some parts of Islam that we lack knowledge of as we work towards bringing about societal change from man-made systems to the systems of Islam. Hashtag Ramadan and Ihsan. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Suraya Amal Yasna, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.